Something is going on. The doctor that's been seeing her kid was murdered last night. Tonight, I get called to her house, only to find the nanny hanging in the master bedroom. Jimmy wasn't the end, Doc. Jimmy was just the beginning.
I'm not sure I understand.
That makes two of us. Everyone around this woman is dying, and now my life is getting sucked into the void. Catherine Gagnon either has the worst luck in the world, or she needs help more than any woman I know.
So you're helping her? Why, Bobby? He frowned, not seeming to understand the question.
Because she needs help. Because it's what people do.
Bobby, every time you have contact with this woman, it jeopardizes your career. And every time you have contact with this woman, you make it more difficult to put distance between yourself and the shooting. In effect, you jeopardize your own mental health.
Maybe.
But whenever she calls you, come. Why do you answer her calls, Bobby? He was still frowning.
I'm a cop.
You're a cop, which means you know plenty of other people, professionals, you could direct her to, or personally ask to help her. You don't have to be the one offering assistance. Isn't that correct? He obviously didn't care for that assessment.
I suppose.
Do you truly believe Catherine Gagnon is in trouble, Bobby?
Yes.
So certain. You said that she was a liar.
Look, she needs help. I'm trying to help. I don't see how that's so wrong.
He stood up again, legs starting to bounce on the floor. When was the last time you slept, Bobby?
Last night, 3 hours.
When was the last time you ate?
Had some coffee earlier.
Food, Bobby. His reply was more sullen.
Breakfast, early this morning.
You went for a run, didn't you? He didn't answer this time. She forced herself to be quiet, calm.
15 miles,
he blurted out at last. Then he started to pace. You're imploding, Bobby. I know you're imploding. You know you're imploding. I have to ask again, do you think it's such a good idea to be seeing Catherine Gagnon?
It's not her,
he said abruptly. It's not her?
No. I think it's my damn mother. We don't talk about it,
he said at last.
Every family has its topics that are off limits, you know. In my family, we don't talk about her.
Who's we?
My father, my older brother, George.
Now Bobby stood in front of one of the framed diplomas on her wall, staring blankly at the glass.
My father used to drink.
You mentioned that.
He was a violent drunk.
He beat your mom and you and your brother?
Pretty much.
Did anyone in your family try to seek help?
Not that I know of.